Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, can I get a check 1, 2, 3? Can I get a check 1, 2, 3? That'll be a check 1, 2, 3 here, please. Ma, do you think you could turn on the AC? Can I get a check 1, 2, 3 here, fellas? Can I get a check 1, 2, 3?
Wow, nice job, Joe.
Come on in, Joey D coming in hot with the polo there.
Bob with zero patriotism being shown.
No,
that was on par. We didn't expect much.
I wasn't expecting a lot. Didn't get
that's nice. Thank you.
Could have worn a USA hat, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, throw on a little red, white, and blue. You don't have a fucking red shirt, a blue hat.
Good start.
Am I wrong?
Good start. It's like, not, by the way.
Looks like you're going to a white party over there.
Yeah, white out.
Yeah. I didn't know Penn State was playing tonight at home.
Clap it up. Fellas, how we doing?
I don't know if we should maybe start the show with the singing of the national anthem because it's July 4th.
If there's anybody that's going to sing it, you bet your ass it's going to be Joey D.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. It's not even a question.
I didn't sign up to sing.
Joey D. I think it's the right thing to do.
I think it's right, but just let me know so I could stand and remove my cap out of respect.
Damn, big moment for us, Mikey B. Big. I was going to keep the cap on just out of, you know.
I mean, I got worse hair than you, so if I'm willing to take it off.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I do. Oh, you're fine. That's lettuce
okay.
Right there.
Well, fellas,
go ahead.
I think it's the right thing to do. And Mikey, I didn't think about that, and good on you for thinking about that. That's what Mikey B does here. We should start with the national anthem. And today, singing today's national anthem is Canada's finest, believe it or not. The young man himself, he's beloved worldwide, whether it's Canada, United States, or the United Kingdom. The voice of an angel, the big fella himself. Put your hands together, hats off, and all rise. This is Giuseppe D with today's national anthem here on the Brown Light Up Show.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Mikey B, why were you laughing the whole time? I thought he did
I wasn't laughing. I was getting pumped
waistline
up. I was so tall. Yeah. I was getting pumped up.
Mikey made zero up, zero effort whatsoever to show the face. He just showed full torso the whole time.
Yeah, I it was too tough. My
one might argue he's trying to show his physique after the 3 weeks, you know, dietary.
There's a lot to discuss. So Mikey V's been eating chalk for the past 3 weeks now, and he continues to be in pristine physical shape. Now, here's the story here. Here's the trending story going on right now. Speaking of chalk, Joe, what are you drinking?
Protein smoothie.
Okay, that's respectful. Good. That's respectful. Mikey V, who's going to be doing the challenge, it's going to be a 5-patty burger, okay, with the bun, 1 pound of fries at none other than the one, the only. Where's he doing that at, Joey D?
Spanky's Bar and Gourmet Grill.
Yeah. And,
I don't know. There's no bar there, but yeah.
And so the record to beat originally was 9 and change. And
originally 11 minutes.
Yeah.
No, but then it dipped down.
Yeah.
And now we don't know if it's a supporter of the program, but somebody has shown up to Spanky's Gourmet, and Mikey actually got a call from Spanky himself.
That's correct.
Spanky actually said,
"General Spanky's Gourmet Grub."
What's Spanky's the record now?
The record now is 6 minutes and 29 seconds, I want to say.
You shouldn't have said anything. Somebody from the Facebook probably went and did it.
I this guy was definitely a ringer. There's no question in my mind. There's no question he was a ringer. Yeah.
Don't you have a video of him?
I have a picture of him, but I don't have.
I think we should show the picture. I think we should send Ticket the picture, and I think we should show, because what's interesting is
6 minutes, 29 seconds.
I don't know about that one,
That's tough. I was very confident in nine. The record before was like 9:40 or something like that. I was very confident I was going to smash that, because I thought I would land in the high sevens at worst, low eights. Now you're talking, I got to polish that burger off in the first 3 minutes to even have a prayer. I got to polish that burger off inside of 3 minutes. It's got to be done and completed and gone.
But you said you can smoke a burger.
I could smoke a burger. But it's a bun and a half. It's not even one bun. I thought it was one bun. It's a bun and a half. A pound of fries. I have the picture of that, Bob. I'll send Ticket the picture of the burger itself.
Joe,
it looks strange.
You can't even really see the patties. It's almost like the patties are underneath the bun.
There's a ton of toppings on it too, which is an issue. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. I think that the play has got to be, now I was given notice that when I receive the platter of food, I am allowed to adjust the platter prior to the time starting. The clock starts as soon as you take the first bite. But I can arrange things on the platter. So I'm going to have to put fries on the burger. I think I'm going to have to go heavy, heavy condiments. I think I'm going to have to go heavy ketchup, because it will lubricate and allow everything to go down a little bit easier.
Well, you just drink a lot of water.
Yeah, but I don't want to fill up on liquid either, though. I'm going to do the water. I'm actually going to have a little.
Are you going to dunk the burger into the water?
Don't you think that putting the fries on the burger is getting a little too cute with it?
I think that what's going to wear me out is the chewing. The chewing, I think,
he hasn't done much chewing the last 2 weeks.
The amount of chewing is actually
been sucking down oatmeal for actually, the past five,
no, you know, chewing through these chicken breasts takes a
he's
lot
been
out of
those.
Actually.
Power gels. That's his.
You know, Joe, it used to be so much fun when we would send each other the meals of what we had.
It's almost over, Bob.
It was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. Now he's
thank
just
God. I don't know what I'm counting for it first. Mikey V's finishing his diet plan or the NFL season coming back, because I think they're going to align around the same time.
Hey, listen, I leave for vacation. I leave for vacation this time next week. This time next week, I'll leave for vacation. It'll all be over.
Is this when you have the giant flags?
Yeah. By the way, the weather forecast in New Jersey is an absolute, like, I can't even look at the phone. It's a nightmare. They are predicting rain for the next 10 days. Every day, there's a chance of rain for the next 10 days. And that's really, really disheartening. It's It's really
maybe move to Florida, Mikey B. It's only 9 days in the next forecast.
Pathetic.
We're on for Friday is what I'm hearing. So I'm cleared. My schedule is cleared for Friday.
Friday.
What time? PM, what time Friday?
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Friday, July 7th, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard.
I think I can. Yeah, I should be able to.
Do you think you can make that, Joey D?
I have a flight later that day, but I can make it. I can make it.
I really, really look forward to it. I really do. But Joe, I want you to be curious for you to see the hamburger picture that Mikey sent for the challenge. It's not what you would expect. It's like you could see the patties under there, and we'll have the big ticket put it up there. But it's interesting. I had so much faith in Mikey. I really did. That's six and change, bro.
That's a game changer. That's a game changer.
God.
Here you go.
Hey, look at that, Joe. Where's the patties? Right?
Doesn't look that bad.
Okay. I can assure you it's pretty bad, I think.
But Mikey, you haven't eaten in like 2 weeks, bro. You're gonna be
I have eaten, guys. I have eaten.
Now
I
this said, could have either
a couple cheat meals.
This could have either a two-pronged effect, Bob. It could either light the fuel, the fire within, and he could go nuts. Or the fact when you eat less, your stomach actually shrinks. So the fact that you haven't eaten as much, he might actually
get Dr. DeMarley.
No, it's a fact. If you eat less, your body gets used to eating less to succumb its hunger.
Here's the thing I don't think people are realizing. I am eating now more in the past 2 weeks than
there's no way you're eating.
Yeah, that ain't true.
That's true. That's a facade.
Listen, open up your ears. Open up your ears for 1 second. Open your pea brain minds, okay? I'm eating more meals in the last 2 weeks than I have eaten in numerous amount of months. More meals. I'm not saying I'm consuming the same type of food. The calorie intake may not be the same, but the amount of meals and food is actually greater. It's just a lot healthier.
Bob, one happening. Of his meals is 7 green peas. That's one meal.
No. I don't eat like a bird. The meals are adequate size.
Nobody
cracks himself up. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Cracks himself.
Oh, next meal, one roasted yam.
Do you know what I figured out? I finally figured out, and it might sound crazy, but I've seen a lot of people doing it on TikTok, and it really does hit, and you would think that it's kind of nasty, and it's the perfect amount of food. It really is. I told you that with the bagels that I always hate the bagel thing because if I eat one cream cheese bagel, it's not enough. But then if I eat two, I feel like shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do, fellas. What I'm doing now is –
bagel bites?
Nope. Not at all.
Just let him say what it is.
Not at all. It's I do a bacon, egg, and cheese with cream cheese on the bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh.
No, bro, I'm telling you, it's a lot of people.
That's you could put cream cheese on a freshly laid dog shit and Bob would eat it and say it tastes actually quite scrumptious. Wow. This guy fucking loves cream cheese and sour cream.
I like cream cheese a lot too. I just think that's really, really putting yourself.
Well, go into the sushi place and you know, he says the same thing every time. We'll go into the sushi place. He goes, You know, Cuts, you know what I'd really like? I'm like, let me guess, a Philadelphia roll. He's like, yeah, how'd you get that? I'm like, you like it every time because it's got the cream cheese in it.
Now, is this cream cheese? Is this a bacon, egg, and cheese with the regular cheese? And then on top of that, the cream cheese on top
yes,
of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a, yeah. We got two guys going in polar opposite directions.
I mean, I'd be willing to try it.
I'm telling you right now, because I've seen so many people do it, and I love following these different TikTok influencers, the food influencers. Food influencers are my favorite thing in the world to follow. I love it. I really do. There's some, too. There's this one guy I follow, and he was a really fit guy, and he started doing food influencing, and his page started popping up. And to watch him pack on the weight, dude, is – I love watching people get fat. And
not only his pockets have gotten fatter.
It's unbelievable. I mean, he's really committed to it, but he's not like open about it. And like you see him getting chunkier and chunkier. You know, I hope that he ends up losing it, but he's committed to his craft.
That's a bizarre pivot from going from the fitness world to becoming like a competitive, well, not a competitive eater, but I guess a food eating influencer.
It's a food critique, a food critic.
Yeah. Listen,
a social media food critic, I guess, is what you would call them.
You know, but like, you know, guys like somebody like Joey D. I've seen Joey D. do these one meals a day and diet and go crazy diet. Like I can't do that. Joey D. will go to the extreme. But then when he wants to go off of it, he just goes.
Oh, I swan dive.
Yeah, dude, it's just.
That's what happens with a lot of people who diet, though. I think a lot of people they go on these wacky diets and then they just like they just lose it and they go nuclear and it never lasts and then they just I mean that's common. That's common.
But like that shows personality too. You know
well, no,
I mean?
Now I'm eating a lot more protein now. So I'm a heavy protein based diet, so that I get. Why are you looking at me like that?
No,
Mike?
I'm not.
No, oh, yeah, Mike, I'm like, listening. How should I listen? How should I not be listening? Jenny Craig down there, the fucking king of the dietitians.
I didn't say a word.
I went on Instagram yesterday to read one of his things. It was like a synopsis for a master's class. I was like, bro, how would I even follow this if I wanted to do this?
What was it?
Bob sent it in. It's mass. It's
Bob sent it? Of course.
Yeah, it's like the fucking 5 pages. Yeah. A memorandum.
This is
show Mike Bob.
B.
This is outrageous.
This is Mike B. Ready? This is Mikey B. It comes up on Twitter. It keeps popping up on my main page.
Because people are following the workout routine.
I believe they are, but I think this is wild, Mikey B. This
okay,
is
go ahead.
Workout 12-21, alternating DB bicep curls, 5 sets, 15-15-12, 8 tricep pushdowns, 5 sets, 15-15-12-12-10, Joey Swole Spider-Man curls, easy curl bar, lay stomach first on incline, 4-12-12-10-10, single arm rope pull down, 15-12-12-10, incline. It's crazy, bro.
This from Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Guys, bro, crazy.
Bro, listen, this is what, you see... Joe, you're giggling down there and you're laughing and you're having a good old time. And that's good because you're new to this this fitness space. But let me just put this out there for you.
I'm doing okay lately, actually. I'm getting better and shit.
You are, yeah. I mean, but listen, if you want, like, these are the type of workouts, like, this is going to help you out, bro. Like, you follow along with this. I'm telling you.
You think Joe could follow along to that shit, Mikey V? Not to say there's not people that can.
I don't put out there what kind of weight you should be doing. As long as your form is good and you know what you're doing, you know, in terms of the exercises themselves, I think anybody could follow along.
You know what you do? I think if you want to lose weight, play pickleball. Play pickleball.
I'm not trying to lose weight, though, bro. I'm
doing a good job at it.
That's all. Well, okay, fine. That's fine.
Mikey, you're already fit, dude. You're chiseled.
I'm not.
Mikey. See, that's the shit that you're chiseled. You really are, and I'm not trying to just pump your tires. You're a Greek god, Mikey V. When we were walking around Yankee Stadium, do you know how refreshing it was? Not that I'm avoiding conflict at any and all costs, but just walking around there knowing that if I get into any type of shit, that person is so fucked. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, I was thinking that when we were going to see
Bolton. You said it.
Yeah, no, I was thinking, I was like, man, like if anybody, because we went through a little seedy area at one point, and I'm thinking.
Bob was walking like he had a fucking security guard next to him.
Oh, great, dude. The problem is me and Mikey are too close to wherever, if we ever popped off and we need security, I wouldn't want Mikey to be security because you don't want your friend to be security.
But it's good to have somebody in your close entourage who's jacked, like that like that Bradley Martin guy. He's really jacked. I think he's bigger than Mikey V.
He is.
Yeah,
but if you,
I'm sure he is. There's a lot bigger guys than me out there.
Who do you think would win, Mikey V or Bradley Martin in a cage match?
Is that the long drive guy? Who is that?
No, that's the long drive guy.
That's the Nelk boys.
He's a big boy too.
He's a monster. But if you put them in a ring, give me Mikey V.
Well, you know, I my mentality, right?
That's what it is.
The physicality will take you.
Holy shit,
bro. Come on. Now, listen.
What are we talking about?
No, I know. But I.
Is that a friend of yours? That's a friend of yours?
No. Holy shit, no.
So let me just say what's going on in that picture, okay? Because a lot of people are going to be misled by what's going on. Okay, here's a guy that his whole life has been, Joe, you could show me fucking 1,000 pictures. I get it.
He's huge.
This is a man who's dedicated much of his life probably to being a serious bodybuilder, right? He's a that guy's a bodybuilder. That's what he does. This guy, and that's what you need to do to look like that. You need to rearrange your entire life to eating 7 to 8 meals a day every 2 or 3 hours. You have to be on a good amount of performance enhancing hormones, hormonal drugs, which that guy will not deny unless he's an asshole. He won't deny that. Everybody who's in the bodybuilding world now, it's almost accepted. They're on steroids? You know, steroids. Yeah, Joe, steroids. Yeah. You act like you're surprised. The same thing with the fucking bozo Liver King when he's like, oh, Mikey, I don't think so. You think he's on steroids? No, I don't think. Come on, bro. Those guys that look like that will all tell you that they're on juice. If they really are being truthful and honest, they are all, well, guys that size are on juice. And that's fine. Because you know what? People think you take steroids and you could look like that. No, you cannot. You have to fucking eat 8, like I said, every 2-3 hours. The guy's probably training 2 hours a day. The guy probably doesn't fucking drink. The guy probably doesn't fucking eat anything bad. Maybe once a week he has a cheat meal. These guys live, breathe, shit, sleep, and eat that lifestyle. But that's so a different animal. I can't be compared to anyone like that.
But
that's,
you mean to tell me that so they can't get that big unless they take steroids or some type of growth hormone?
Go and look. So this is what you can do. You could Google natural. You could Google, they have natural bodybuilding competitions.
No,
so
there's Schwarzenegger.
There's a natural bodybuilding competition where they get tested for steroids. So you cannot take steroids. Look up pictures of the winners of those contests and compare them to the winners of like the Arnold Classic or Mr. Olympia.
Whoa. Arnie never took no steroids.
Who?
Arnie didn't take steroids.
Is this guy fucking for real?
He's for real. He's for real.
No, documentary just came out on Netflix where he openly talks about it. He admitted to it in Pumping Iron, the movie Pumping Iron from 75 or whenever that movie came out. They were all on juice. You're looking at me like this is news to you. Are you serious?
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes. Arnold.
But how did he win Mr. Olympia if he was on the juice?
Because they don't test for steroids in bodybuilding. Unless you're in an all-natural designated competition where you literally are told you can't take
them. What, that's really disappointing.
Let me ask you, Joe. Who's your ideal male body? Like who's a male body that you would like to switch with? I got mine.
Who's yours?
Michael B. Jordan. He's not
like... I like that Chris Hemsworth guy, the
But is that a little too big, though?
No, I don't think he's that big. He's what's the superhero he plays?
Thor, right?
He's not that jacked, Bob. Not if you look at him normally. He's just very like lean and cut.
I don't think you'd be as funny if you were that ripped. You know what I mean? Like, well, you're so funny now. Not to say you wouldn't be funny. You're very, very funny. But
no, he would lose some of his luster if he was.
You know what I'm saying? And that's nothing against you, Joe.
It's like what we talk about with Perez all the time. When you're like, you know, Perez, like, you ever think about losing weight? Like, you ever think? And he's like, no, not really. Because, like, I just think, like, if Perez was some jacked up, like, guy, would he be him? I don't think so.
You know, Perez always gets
the friendly fires. He would lose some of the essence that makes him so great because the way he looks, the way he performs when he goes out. Like I said, he's one of the most covert, athletically gifted people I've ever met in my life.
But there are funny, skinny people.
You know,
there are funny, skinny people.
There are not too many, but there are.
Maniscalco's very funny.
Guy's a retread. He's all right.
Wait, what's that mean?
He's a retread. I just feel like his shtick is just old. I just feel like it's old.
Bob's funny. He's slim. He used to be jolly.
Yeah, Bob is funny, but Bob used to be a little chunky, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Funnier back then, though.
But Bob is not. But Bob is
he
not
really
like,
was.
You don't look at Bob. But Bob is not like jacked out of his gourd. Like if Bob was jacked, it would be bizarre to me. It would just be bizarre. I don't know. It would be weird.
Joe has some tough photos of me at the hotel when I was in some just a real bad way, man. And there's some bruisers out there.
There's a couple ones that are very, very.
There's some tough.
I hold those close to my chest because Bob always said that
imagine thinking that this man never took steroids, like, and being surprised by the fact that he did. Like, he was the poster boy for steroids because he made it pretty much a mainstream thing. Because bodybuilding was never as popular until Arnold came along, really.
What about Mark Wahlberg body?
That's, yeah, Mark Wahlberg's built good.
The new Mark Wahlberg, the old one. The new one.
What's the new one? What do you mean
the new one? The current Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah, thinner, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Thinner. I'm fascinated by body transformations. That's why I'm so fascinated about this TikTok guy that got a little chunky. I'm fascinated by that.
Well, Bob, imagine some of these actors, they got to lose like 100 pounds for a movie role.
Christian Bale.
Or no, what about even
Robert De Niro for Raging Bull? No. He had to put on like 50 pounds for
What's the guy from Interstellar? What's the guy's name?
Could have kept it off. I think that movie stunk. Me and my dad go back and forth about that all the time.
Raging Bull?
My dad, it's one of my dad's favorite movies.
Yeah, I know, because your dad knows what he's talking about.
Yes. Well,
what about Bob? What's
one
the guy
of the best
from,
movies ever?
What's the guy from Interstellar's name?
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, that movie,
Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah.
Or even the Joker movie where what's his name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. He's like skin and bones.
Yeah.
The best was when we were in the car and Gatsby was trying to tell Perez. He's like, you know, Perez, maybe you do want to just like, you know, lose a couple pounds. And he turns to Perez. He's like, Perez, you could still lose 50 to 75 pounds and beat Fat Perez. And Perez goes, oh, he goes, thanks, Joe. Yeah.
That's
hard. I really appreciate it.
I'm trying to encourage the guy. I love him.
Take some ricochet shots. God love that man, man.
I mean, there's no reason. This podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp.com. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online, plus it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your new home, of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with BetterHelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better.
All right, boys. I think it's time to go into our buy or sell segment here. You know the drill. You know what we do weekly. Are we buying? Are we selling? What do we like of the week? What do we not like of the week? With July 4th, if you don't fellas don't mind, I'd love to start us off. And I feel like Mikey V's a big-time culprit for it, and I get it. Mikey V is big on manning the barbecue, and I've talked about this on the podcast before. And I've always felt like you go to July 4th parties, okay, I'm selling – being on the barbecue, being the barbecuer. And the reason being is when you first get to that barbecue at the July 4th party, you're the fucking man. Like when it first starts, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, when that party starts, people are surrounding the barbecue, you're getting everything started up, people are helping you out, you got helping hands, then you put it on the grill, people are watching you cook the meat. When that first set of burgers or whatever it is comes out, you're done. That's it. People don't care about you. Your moment is done. You can't pass it off to somebody else. You are the guy who stay on that barbecue. And for the time being, it's like eating a juicy fruit. It's terrific in the beginning. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's all over. The party's done and it's over fast. Don't be so quick to be the guy on the barbecue, because once you get that first set of burgers out or whatever, nobody gives a fuck about you. They're all having fun. You have to stay and man the barbecue. And I just think it's very, very overhyped, as much fun as it is in the beginning. Mikey, do you disagree? I'm honestly curious, because you are the guy.
It depends how big of a party you're having, and it depends how many shifts of food you're going to put out. I think if you're having a party of like 50 people or more, I mean, yeah, that's going to be to the point where you may even consider getting like some stuff catered, because you're going to be, if you're going to plan and do everything on the grill by yourself, you're going to be there the entire time. So yeah, I mean, if you're looking to mix it up and mingle, that's probably not going to happen. if you have that big of a party. If you have a smaller party where maybe like 10 to 20 people max, I think it's perfectly fine. I could float that easy. 10 to 20 people is nothing. That's nothing.
But you don't think after the first round of hamburgers that they get or whatever, then they just kind of check out on you to where like.
So I think you got to find better friends. That would be my answer. I think I got a couple friends.
Who I got? Yeah, I got right here.
Well,
my best ones here.
Yeah, this is the thing. Like, I think that there's an expectation level to a certain point where you need a wing barbecue man. There's wing barbecue men out there. I'm a wing man at the barbecue.
Like
if I go over, for example, if I go over to the Coogs' house, if I go over to Mike Coogs' house and he's on the grill, I will stand by him on that grill until he's completely done. As a wing, you need a – the answer to this question is a barbecue wingman. You need a barbecue wingman if you're going to do that. You have to have a barbecue
wingman. Yeah, I like that.
And that's it.
Yeah, I don't mind that. While we're on the topics of barbecuing, there's a community out there that you just don't fuck with. The golf community is pretty tough as far as
the
your
smoking
swings.
Community?
They'll come to you.
The barbecue
community. Joey D.
These guys are fucking blood. These guys are out for blood, man.
Joe, are you talking about the reel where you put the rib thing up?
Yeah.
Joe, I didn't want to say anything, but now that the cat's out of the bed, fuck it, I'll say something. Joe,
taking ricochet shots here.
For you to put that video up, you had to know that you were opening yourself up to some exposure there.
It was a sponsorship thing.
I understand that, but you made it seem like you were a fucking pit master with the recipes and what you were.
Yeah,
I think you went too overcomplicated. I think you should have went very, very simple. I think it would have been hilarious if you were like, and I'm going to grill up a hot dog today. Take a look at this. Like something like that. But you went total opposite direction, pit master, like you were fucking Jack Arnold on a green egg, you know, doing this. And you didn't take the fucking, the whatchamacallit off the ribs. And I saw you got, I didn't even say anything because I felt bad because you were getting body bagged in those comments. I did feel bad. I felt bad.
Joe, I want to hear your thoughts on it. And yeah, he did a promo for Butcher Box and I filmed it for the guy. So I didn't see him not take the membrane off. He did take the angle as if he was Bobby Flay. And he told you how to, he told you how to
I don't know how
ribs.
I did that.
The rub that he uses, whereas like I did it and like I clearly showed that I had no idea what I was doing.
And you know, it's so ironic. He posts the rub recipe and just like 2 weeks prior, I got my balls fucking broken by this guy for posting a dry rub recipe on my Instagram.
Yeah,
I was absolutely flambéed and roasted. You roasted me for it, Joe.
It's a sponsorship post. It's a lot different.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mikey, only rubs. I didn't realize that was a sponsored post.
Only rubs. Well, listen, only rubs was a popular thing. People enjoyed it.
I'm not saying that they don't, but I didn't deserve to get bodied the way that I did.
You did get, yeah.
I mean, I got dismembered, man. Yeah, it was out of control. I don't claim that I'm some barbecue god.
I tell you what, that was like, that post was like dropping a bucket of chum into an aquarium of great white sharks. That's how bad that it was. And I didn't think the post itself, but I just, like Bob said, I just think it was just like in retrospect.
Well, the good news is it got a ton of exposure. It had tons of views.
Well, tons of comments,
coming in here and fucking bodying me. I hope Butcher Box didn't read the comments and just looked to see if there was like 500 comments.
But I have to be honest, Joe, in your defense also, the three of you doing that ad for Butcher Box, the only one out of the three that are really like as an outsider looking in and being like, this guy could sell me as a barbecue guy really is Perez. To just being totally fair.
Well, the funny thing with Perez is Perez did little meat skewers.
Yeah, I know.
And really, they were the smallest little skewers.
They look like little bird feed that you throw at the seagulls.
I think he was going the conservative route so he didn't get fricasseed on the back end like you did, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, you really – one thing about Joe, he took the plunge and was not afraid to do so. Like, that was difficult thing to tackle. Like, if you're going to sell something, to go rack of ribs because of these main – like, you might as well have done, like, a fucking brisket, like, at that point. And you would have really gotten some blowback on that,
yeah,
Joe.
You should have done, like, some tri-tips or, like, yes.
I'm saving the next sponsorship for pulled pork.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. We got a better chance of Wendy's getting back to us than we got Butcher Box going.
I every week with the fucking Wendy's.
Wendy.
I mean, because I see the biggie bag back there. I go into my studio. Just, I see you the know biggie what? Bag.
There was so many email exchanges back and forth. And for us to just get ghosted like that is just it's terrible. Disheartening out of Wendy.
I got a Wendy follow out of it, which I'll take.
The personalized Wendy's letter. Joe, it's not about your
It's father. Not. No, it's not. It's just not, man. It's about just,
building a community.
It's just, you're not building a community,
building
Joe.
A community.
Building a community. We should be it's very upsetting. You know what? Mikey V worked his tail off to get that done. Didn't work right, hard. Enough, I mean, listen, but,
I'll tell you what, if he worked as hard as he did on this diet with the Wendy's thing, we'd already be sponsored.
You know what? You know what the problem is a lot of people just can't commit to my level of dedication and everything. Yeah, that's the problem. A lot of people just can't,
I'm sure
they can't
the
do
problem.
It.
That is yeah, true. That's the problem.
They can't do it. I'll outwork anybody at Wendy's, including Dave Thomas himself.
Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah, I said it.
Whoa,
yeah,
rest
that's right.
in peace, whoa, by the way. Whoa, rest Thomas, in peace, dude.
Thomas is on an absolute...
No disrespect to Dave, but I mean, listen, that's the mentality I have, guys. So I'll outwork anybody. You put me in there, I will outwork. That's the mentality you got to have in this life.
There's
you got to have it. You have
I
to.
Would take over Wendy's. It would be Tim Hortons.
We need a sponsor.
I have a big question, by the way, Bob, for you.
I'm breaking even on the show. I'm one bad move away from this show tanking, by the way. I'm breaking even. I got to pay you jerk offs. You know, we got
pennies on the dollar, Bob.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Mikey V, if he was paying us in meat, he'd give us those bread skewers. That's what we're
yeah, we are up for contract renegotiation, I think, soon, Joe.
Yeah,
but
no,
anyway,
look,
Bob, Bob, I did have a question.
NBA contracts, I think we're severely underpaid.
Yeah,
you ain't getting an NBA contract.
I think Joe and I deserve the Supermax deals. But anyway, that
you
aside.
You do.
I had a serious question for you, and this is a total pivot, but it's about pickleball, because you mentioned pickleball before. Your dad plays tennis, but he's also an avid pickleballer. Now, is pickleball just like, I know what it is, but like, if he's a tennis guy already, is just pickleball a little bit more leisurely? Like, it doesn't take as much out of the tank, obviously, as tennis does. Like, what's the reason? Because it's very, very similar.
Yeah, there's more court, obviously, to cover with tennis. But with pickleball, tennis, there's so much more downtime. You got to wait for somebody to get the serve in. The volleys tend to not be as long, depending on the level of skill that you get. Uh-huh. Pickleball can wear you the fuck out.
Pickleball is like playing a giant version of ping pong.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But you're moving
you're
around.
Moving, yeah.
The thing that's crazy with my dad, I got endurance. Like, I can go. I mean, I think I got some pretty decent stamina. We started today at 8 o'clock in the morning. It was 11 o'clock, and we're just dripping sweat. And like
3 hours?
It's crazy. It's crazy, and I'm waiting. Imagine, the guy just had he just had a quadruple bypass, you know, 4 or 5 months ago.
God
and
bless him.
I'm exhausted. Like, I don't have anything left. And he's like, you want to do one more game? And I'm with older people who are like, I don't want to be the guy to say no. I don't want to do another game. It's crazy how much he can go.
Mike's got that dog in him, bro. He's got that dog in him. He's a wild cat. 3 hours of pickleball? That's fucking
crazy. And then he goes to the gym, and then he runs on the treadmill in the afternoon. But I'm telling him,
come on.
I swear to God. I swear to God. My mom and me, we try and tell him to stop because, first off, we want him to
that's
gain
a lot.
Weight.
That's
he's a skinny
slow
guy.
Down.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah, slow down. He's never going to gain weight.
You can't tell a guy like that to slow down.
You can't do it. He's no. So
it's
in
like telling
ways.
Me to slow down. You might as well be pissing into the wind.
Yeah.
Joe, you could nod your head, but that's true. Certain guys just have that mentality. Mike Berger and I are very similar. Very similar.
Got
that.
Got to know when to slow down.
Yeah, I want him to. I just there's no reason. We've tried. There's no he's set in his ways. And the thing is, when you get older, that I've noticed, especially with him, you hit 60, bro, you don't give a fuck what anybody says, man. No. He's just he's at that age where he just doesn't care. I mean, he's in his ways. He wants to do what he wants to do. And that's the way it's going to be. It's like there's no.
Wait till he's in his 70s. Old man. Then it's even worse. It's exacerbated.
Really?
Oh, my God. Forget it, bro. He has no patience. We'll go out to dinner. I mean, if the menu isn't dropped within.
Yeah, I know.
But look, like, and I'm like, Dad, come on, man. Like, just chill out, man. Like, just. I've been sitting here for 15 fucking minutes.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's just the patience is very it really is amazing. Even at, you know, my parents' country club where they're at, like, I look at the different servers or the GM or whatever of like the restaurant, and he really does a really good job. The food's good, whatever. It's never enough. It's never, there's always something wrong. There's a, and not even with my parents. I think they're pretty easy when they go out to dinner and stuff like that. But like just with that community, it's, yeah. it, you know, old Jewish
people. I tell you what, if you're a server in that community, just pack it up because you are in for a long haul. Tips are going to stink. You're going to work. You're going to be underappreciated. Wow. And I'm telling you right now, it's, you know, don't work in that community as a server.
You got to know.
Burger as a tipper, Bob. Is that giving away too much? He's a good tipper.
He's very good.
No, but you know what he 20% does? 20%
guy, automatic 20% guy.
He has the people that he has the rapport with, the servers who get him that are like quick and stuff. They have a beautiful, beautiful banter. But there's a lot of servers out there that doesn't get his jokes or the things that he's saying or where he's going with stuff that are just confused by him. That's what I've noticed.
I feel like the couple times we've gone for dinner, he looks at performance. And the performance of the server will actually fluctuate the size of the tip. So, like, remember when we went to that good place, he didn't like the fact that he didn't get a side with his meal, even though his entree didn't come with the side. So he's like, why am I paying more for my entree? I don't get a side. Everybody else gets a side. And Bob's mom might be the nicest woman I've ever met.
I was going to say, like, she has to be.
She is like a saint. And she's like, Mike, just order a side and just be done with it. But he's always looking for the intangibles during the meal. True. It's hilarious.
It never ends. It just never stops.
I got to tell you, these restaurants are getting so ballsy, though. Now you have to ask for bread and water. Like, I saw a menu the other day. It said right on the menu, bread and water available upon request. Like, what the fuck is that? What is that? You can't give me bread. And that's my cell for this week, actually. Go ahead and mark me up for that. Yeah. That's my cell. The fact that you can't get bread and water automatically when you go to a nice restaurant now upon request, what is this? What am I? Job application? References available upon request? Get the fuck out of here. That's ridiculous.
Mikey, let me ask you something. And Joey D's got his hand up, so we are going to go to Joey D. But let me ask you, when you get takeout, do you tip?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, takeout, not delivery.
No, takeout.
Yeah, that's a good question. I gotta be honest. I've probably dropped that ball several times only because it's not the norm. I think when you dine in or delivery, dine in automatic, obviously. Delivery automatic, obviously. Takeout's kind of, I mean, listen, you know, is a waiter doing anything for the takeout order? The chefs are doing stuff. The chefs get paid. The chefs don't see tips.
Bob got banged. Don't do it, Joe.
Bob got banged because he goes to Vito's all the time.
And Perez
went in there and he
Perez tipped on a takeout.
And they're like, oh, you're real nice. Bob never sends us any tips. He's shouting about all over social media, but he couldn't give him a $2 stipend.
I was hoping we weren't going to say the place. I was hoping we were going to do it once.
Well, you brought it up, Bob.
Well, we could always edit it out if need be.
No, let it roll. Okay. I go there all the time. And by the way, Joe's like, I'm a very generous tipper. I really am. I think I'm overly generous with tipping, staff, everything. But I go to Vito's all the time. Somebody made a comment to Perez. They say, we love Bob. He's so nice. But when he comes in, he doesn't tip. And it ruined me. It fucked with me.
I mean, that's
so
your
bad.
Place.
Do they have a tip jar on the counter?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now if there's a tip jar, that makes it easier for me personally, because I will always just throw like whatever my changes are, a dollar, a couple dollars, whatever. Like if I have three singles, four singles, I'll just drop them in the tip jar. If there's no tip jar and it's a takeout order, I'd say it's difficult, but I don't order takeout ever. Like I just never order takeout. It's either delivery or dine-in.
Well, Chinese.
Chinese is delivery.
Oh, it fucked with me so bad because I just never knew, honest to God, on takeout, you know, when you come in for takeout, you know, maybe if I dine in or something like that, takeout, I never knew that you tip for takeout. And it really fucked with me because this is a good question. To have them say it was terrible. I mean, it really fucked with me.
It's a good Twitter poll. I might put that up later.
Yeah. It's a good question. Sleepy knows question. Out of it, would you? Joey question. D by yourself.
I'm selling this week. I don't know how people do it. I went with Nicole was it yesterday? 2 days ago, I went with her to the mall during one of these sales. I'm telling you, dude, I don't know how people do it. She had to return some items and we had to buy some stuff. I am selling going to like malls or like store outlets during these big sales. It's fucking pandemonium, man. It was like I was with the dog. I was sitting there. There's just like shit happening all over the place. People, frantic women grabbing stuff. There's return lines. There's purchase lines.
Frantic women.
I'm not joking. I can't make this up. It's absolutely. And I'm looking around and I'm like, how much money are we actually saving here? Go through the rigmarole of this nightmare. When you could just order it online, go try it on at another time.
And online has so many sales all the time. There's so many promo code sales. I mean, there's always
something. They always want to try it on. They want to know.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Which I get.
It is.
But you know what to do. Be strategic. Know when they're going to drop the sale. Go in a day or two before. Try on some of the items that you have your eye on. And then you know what they are. And then you order them online.
Let me ask you guys something. I've noticed this with my wife, obviously. My wife is big into returns. She's a return. I think that's just a woman thing. It's a wife thing.
It is.
My wife loves a good return. Loves it. Like she gets pumped if I get something that's fucked up because she knows I got to do a return and she wants to facilitate. She's as proactive as she is in anything in facilitating returns. I don't know what it is, but personally for me, if I get something and it's like not really an expensive item and it doesn't fit or there's some, I just bite the bullet. I kind of just eat it.
You know what they
do? I don't know if you guys are the same,
they do not even a return. They do a return swap and get something else. So they have like the store credit when they return it,
yeah,
and then they get
credit,
something
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
So like they'll, it's just like, it's like.
Well, the thing that haunts me is the ship back return. I don't think I've ever shipped something back.
That's a tough one.
Maybe you can get me to go back into the store and
to the Amazon Dropbox and just drop it in a box. I mean, Amazon does make it very easy. That's the only company I think I've ever facilitated a return with. And then, Joe, to double back on your point about live shopping, I think live shopping has been on the decline for quite some time. I think it's horrible. The parking, it's crowded. It's anxiety riddled.
The parking people. Almost gave me an ulcer. I was looking.
I will say this, Joe.
20 minutes, and I see a car with their lights on coming to reverse, and I look, and the guy's smoking a joint in his car. Wow. I started slamming the horn.
What the guy smoke his joint in peace? Though,
don't
Joe.
Turn
no, while he's operating the vehicle, Bob. We won't.
That's
we won't advocate for that. We won't.
No, we won't. No, we
and
won't.
I'm not
that's
even
drive
that.
Safe. Drive
Here's
safe.
Here's the other
drive
thing safe. Too: is like, why would you turn your lights on if you know you're not moving out of your car?
Joe, let me ask
minutes.
You something. I'm not accusing of you at all, but if you think
yes,
from the
is.
Outside,
if he's gonna start with that, he's 100%. Go ahead.
I know. Here comes the pretzel.
From the outside looking in. Do you think you're a Karen?
No.
Mikey, do you think you're going to be a Karen?
In some situations, perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps okay. In some situations, everyone is a Karen.
I'm a lovely guy. I mean, there's
I'm a lovely
that,
guy.
You sure are.
I agree.
I'm saying I treat people with respect, but there are situations like the madam, ma'am parking situation
that
pushed my
body. That wasn't
buttons.
Even a person, though. It felt like it was like a robot almost on the other end. That they deserve that, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain situations that push me over the edge, but typically speaking, day to day, I feel like I am in good spirits. Normally, I walk around. I'm not like a miserable person. Now, I will say when I do get into the one of those moods, oh, fuck yeah, Bob, I am, because I go off the deep end and there's no stopping me and I'll take anybody in my path out. And that doesn't happen as much. I'm trying to minimize those blow ups.
So I think, too, the only thing about live shopping I will say that I do miss, and by the way, this is a throwback picture there. So. The Karen cuts. That was off of something. I forgot what happened that precipitated that picture into existence. But
he just had that at the ready at the helm.
I did have that at the ready. It's in the Brilliantly Dumb album on my phone. Now, Joe, I'm going to say this about live shopping, because the one thing I do miss was at Christmas time or holiday time, whatever, Christmas time for me, I do miss putting together a Christmas list and having to go out to the stores, the mall. That was kind of a nice tradition. The tree was up in the mall, the Santa Claus. That is the only time I really think I'm like, you know, that's kind of was a nice thing to do, especially now. Like, I'm not going to do that now. Like,
I don't actually mind.
That was like a big thing. Christmas shopping was like a big thing.
I actually like live shopping normally. It's when they have these huge sales. It's just like, it's just like termites. They just flood through the fucking stores. And it's just like, it's absolute pandemonium. And I'm sitting there. You know what it's like? It's like you're on the middle of the I-5 in like standing in the fucking Meridian, and there's just cars whipping by you and you don't know where to go, or where to turn. You feel like you're just like absolutely out of place.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. You got three cells on the board there. Yep. We're going to keep it moving along here. And again, of course, folks, happy July 4th weekend. Really soak it all in. Is it a normal thing? We're recording Sunday right now. Do people have to go into work tomorrow?
Yes. No, most offices. Now, a lot of offices are closed tomorrow, though. A lot of people, they're giving them that day. Usually if it falls on a Thursday or a Tuesday like that, you'll get the Monday or the Friday.
Okay. All right. There you go. There you have it. Fellas, let's go ahead. Let's get into our top five. Very interesting top five here this week. Let's send it on over to I think this was Joey D's top five.
No, it was Mikey's.
Was it Mikey's top five?
Yeah.
Oh, Mikey B, tell the folks what we're going to be doing today.
Well, in honor of 4th of July and God bless the greatest country in the world, we are going to do top five American songs of all time. That's not including the national anthem or Yankee Doodle Dandy or any of those songs. It's top five.
God Bless America, none of that.
Yeah, no, God Bless America. It's actual songs written, you know, as like pop culture kind of songs about the United States of America and the top five American songs. So away we go. Bob, you want to start or would you like me to start? I could start if you'd like.
I guess I kind of have to start now, because I've still been accused of cherry picking up your guys' top five. So. Okay. I don't cherry mind starting.
Bob.
Yeah, I don't know for sure where how I'm gonna do here. Let's give it a go. Look, I'm gonna start something kind of poppy. I mean, it's got USA in it. Really hit for a few years. It was the song. Give me Party in the USA, Miley.
Oh, I was going to say Miley Cyrus.
It's a good song. Miley Cyrus. Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a good song.
Let me start with that at five. And then number four, I'm going to go Neil Diamond, Coming to America. Okay. Is a terrific song. I'm a big Neil Diamond guy too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got Coming to America at four. Number three, maybe it's Zach Brown Band. I don't know who sings it, but you're gonna know the song "Chicken Fried."
Yeah,
Zach Brown Band.
Zach Brown Band. It's very good.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily know if there's necessarily America in it. I think a lot of country songs.
There is.
Okay, good. So I
thank
feel good
God for my life and for the stars and stripes. Right. Freedom forever fly.
Let it rain.
Don't you remember Joe's karaoke?
Salute the ones who died and the ones that gave their lives so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love. Like my chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. Pair of jeans and fit just right. And the radio. I like to see the sunshine.
See love in my woman.
I'm saying all the wrong lyrics, and Joe's fucking nailing it.
Special child.
Okay,
love. That's good. It's a great song.
I got that at three. Number two, Bruce Springsteen. Give me Bruce all day long. Mikey V, what song am I going to say?
I would assume born in the USA.
I actually had Born to Run.
Okay.
On there.
Okay. We're gonna have to stick with Born to Run, unfortunately, Bob. We're
God
gonna
go Born damn, to Run. Dude, there goes my list. Damn.
Now here's the thing about Born in the USA, but I'll get to that because it is on my list. I'm planning to be Born in the USA. But go ahead. That's tough, Bob.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, born to
that's
run.
My list.
Daddy, you were born. What's number one?
Damn, that just killed my list. I was doing good. Number one, American Pie.
Don McLean?
Yeah. Give me Don McLean, American Pie, okay. Number one. I like the top five because I think it's gonna go all over the place. With that being said, let's send over to Joey Day.
All right. Bob's number one is my number five. I got American Pie. Bye-bye, Miss American
Pie. That's my five also. No spoilers.
At number four, I have Chicken Fried. I didn't know if either of you would put it in there. It's such a great song. It really gives you those feelings, that vibe that you're just in middle America, just eating some chicken and just having a good time. Number three, Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
Country Road. To the place I belong.
Damn, dude.
Okay, that's
a mama.
At number two, I have Sweet Home Alabama. That is just an absolute banger as well.
Skinner.
Yeah, it plays.
Great song. And then number one is not Born to Run, but it's Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
That's so tough, man. That's so tough, man.
Really. And by the way, there's going to be people who watch who look at the top five from Bone and that didn't see the episode and are going to have no idea. That's tough, man. That's tough. Joe, I think it's a great list. I really do.
Yeah, it's a good list. Yeah,
I think it is. Let's head over to Mikey B.
So all my songs actually have USA or America in the title. But I like Joe's twist and the route he went was good. I like the John Denver play. Lynyrd Skynyrd, that's probably like the most synonymous, one of the most synonymous classic rock songs of all time. Number five, American Pie, Don McLean, just like Joe had. Number four, Born in the USA by Springsteen. Now, here's the thing about Born in the USA. A lot of people will tell you that it's an anti-American song in its roots because it's about really singing about some guy who went off to Vietnam, fought in the war, came back, and he's displaced. He has no home, no job, if you really listen to the lyrics. But then Springsteen himself said, but when he made the choruses Born in the USA, he put the emphasis on that. And it was kind of like patriotism through understanding that as an American, life is great in America, but it's also very difficult. So we wanted to play the duality of that. So a little clarification, because I know there's going to be some people in the comments, that's not a fucking American song. So I wanted to squash
that
quickly.
I didn't know that, Mikey B.
Number three, God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood. I think that's a God bless the USA, you know, and I'm proud to be an American. I think that's one of the, that's
well,
a
at least
great
I
song.
Know I'm free.
Yes, yes, that hits. Number two, give me American Girl, Tom Petty. She was an American. I think that's one of the best songs, period. Great song, American Girl. Then number one, give me James Brown, Living in America.
That's
Rocky,
my honorable mention.
Rocky IV, when Apollo is coming up. America. Oh, my God. That scene from Rocky IV, I don't know if you could get a more American scene in any movie, because that was just fucking iconic. Living in America, number one for me.
That's my honorable mention.
I think I would go honorable mention, Sweet Home Alabama. I think that's a great one out of Joey D. I really do.
Joe, I just think it's such a celebrated song. Living in America is my honorable mention. I think it's a good one.
My honorable mention is a song that people aren't going to know, I don't think. But I would implore you to go to YouTube and watch Frank Sinatra perform this song live from Madison Square Garden. It's called The House I Live In. And it's entirely about America, the roots of America, seeds of America, living in America. The House I Live In, Frank Sinatra, honorable mention. If you've never heard it, please do me a favor and go listen to it. If you don't, go fuck yourself.
Mikey, can you?
Joe, I'm sorry. Go listen to it.
Every time I hear Frank Sinatra, I think of Mikey V or I think of Nikki Diamonds. Can you tell Nikki Diamonds to stop acting like he's going to be dead in a year? Every time I talk to him now, he's like, you know, Bob, I don't know how much longer I have on this good earth. And,
do you know
it scares me. What did he say to you the other day, Joe? He's like, you know, Joseph, I don't know how much longer I have left.
Please hold.
Bro,
please
he hold. Literally says this, you know, I'm not long for this world.
that's what it is. It's so sad, dude. He keeps doing it, and it just tears me up. I asked him, I said, please stop.
Yeah, I tell him to stop also, because it's...
He goes, worry not, my friend, I'm here for a bit more, just don't write me off yet. He's like, I'm like, you can prevent things from getting worse, or no? He's like, yes, but I won't. I'm not capable, I have to live my way.
Yeah, he sure does. Well,
he goes, my time, unfortunately, it may be limited. But I could stick around longer than they may think if I make a few changes. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I was really fucking worried,
he's
man.
He's not gonna change.
I messaged Bear down right away. I was like, dude, do you know this? He's like, yes, Joe, I know this. I've known this for a while. I was really, really concerned.
This is
like,
just what he
it
does.
It ruined my whole morning. I was really, really worried.
Just what he does.
Wish I had. He dropped off a shirt at my house yesterday. I wish I had the shirt. It's upstairs, but this shirt is like a knit sky blue and white zip up to here with the collar, but it's knit. It's like a knit sky blue white, like a bowling shirt. It is unbelievable. It's a one of one. Unbelievable. Dude, shirt.
Nicky Diamonds texted me the other day. He's like, Robert, he's like, I need your father's address. And I'm like, what the fuck does he want my dad's address
for Father's Day?
So I said, I was like, Diamonds, can I ask? And he sends me a picture. He goes, I saw this and I loved it for him. Mind you, he's never met my dad. He's sending my dad a Mickey Mantle like memorabilia plaque.
Yeah, that's
It's
showed
like,
me that.
And by the way, my dad's going to love it. Like, my dad's going to eat it up.
Oh, no shit.
That's just what he does. All hail Nicky Diamonds. All hail this beautiful country. And I just think, Mikey, not to put you on the spot, but if you could just say a few words to this beautiful country and to the people listening, whether it be July 4th, the week of July 4th, regardless of it is, I think it's best to close down the show here with Mikey B.
I'll say this. I'll keep it relatively short and sweet. If you're listening to this right now, odds are you live in the greatest country in the world. If you're able to listen to this right now, odds are you're in a better situation than a lot of people in this world are in. Okay. I think short-sightedness is a real thing and everyone is guilty of it. And we all think about what we don't have, what we don't have, what we still need, what we want, what we want, what we need. Just remember how fortunate you are to be listening to this, and not fortunate because it's our show. Fortunate to be able to be in the position you are where you're able to listen to a podcast while you have people on the other side of this world that don't have clean water. They don't have toilets. They're living in squalor. You have to remain cognizant of how blessed we are every single day to live in this country, to be free. Yes, you may have your complaints. Yes, you may have your opinions, but never forget how lucky we truly are to be here in the position we are in this country as Americans. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And everyone, like I said, has their issues, has their opinions and problems. But when you compare it to the greater overall problems of the world, ours are pretty much, minimal in comparison. So just remember that. Enjoy the 4th of July. We love you all. And party hard because you only get one shot at this thing called life. So you might as well go out in a flame of glory if need be. And God bless the red, white, and blue forever.
Mikey, you're good, man. This guy's good, man. This guy's real good. Fellas, I love you. I love this country. God bless the USA. God bless the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We'll see you next week.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.